Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids.
But with Anababe, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anababe sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. And we're very pleased to welcome Tony Bedran of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies to help me sort out what appears to be a negative based upon conversations between Washington and Jerusalem. Tony, a very good evening to you. If I understand your most recent article at the Tablet, the deteriorating deterrence situation along the Israel-Lebanon border, the threats by Hezbollah, that deterioration can be linked to the deteriorating conversations between Washington and Jerusalem. That's as far as I can go. Help me, Tony. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's good to be with you. Well, what I was referring to here was a letter and a series of leaks in the media by Israel's security establishment to the prime minister, warning that supposedly the deteriorating relationships between the Netanyahu government and the Biden administration against the background of the judicial reforms in Israel was somehow harming Israel's deterrence posture in Lebanon and emboldening Hezbollah to make provocations along the border. I contest that assessment, and I draw the history of what Hezbollah has been doing at the border and going back to the maritime agreement that the Biden administration made Israel sign with Hezbollah, basically, and through Hezbollah's benefit last year, and even prior to that, when we started seeing deterioration on the Lebanese front. So the idea that that the deterioration in relationship now is what's causing it detracts from the fact, the more important fact, that actually the American posture in Lebanon has been a factor of constraint to Israel's activity there and a boon to Hezbollah's position in Lebanon, as the United States gives a de facto protective umbrella to Lebanon and therefore to Hezbollah.
Malcolm?
In the wake of the deal, do you feel that today Israel and the U.S. are more or less in lockstep on policy towards Lebanon, and see it, and do you see it, like in the West Bank and Gaza, where it's been revealed that Iran clearly was giving the orders, that Iran is also directing Hezbollah's policies and actions there?
Well, I mean, there is no daylight between Hezbollah and Iran. That has to be understood. I know some in Israel like to draw some daylight. There is no daylight. Hezbollah has a large degree of autonomy in decision making in Lebanon and in terms of the relationship or the engagement with Israel. But I will link it to the Palestinian front in this manner. The provocations from Lebanon against Israel, namely the rocket firing against Israel, which had not been happening from the Lebanese front for many years, started in 2021, right as we had a major war in Gaza with the factions and Israel, which we had not had for the previous 4 years. So throughout the Trump administration, despite decisions like, you know, the embassy decision, the Golan sovereignty decision, we did not see such a conflagration. It happens when the Biden administration returns to power. Then all of a sudden, Hezbollah starts firing from South Lebanon rudimentary rockets linked to the Palestinian war against Israel. Then you have in 2022, the Biden administration comes and makes the caretaker Israeli government sign a pro-Hezbollah deal on the maritime border, even as Hezbollah had launched an operation against the Israeli offshore rig. The United States told Israel, swallow it, sign the deal. Then we skipped to this year, and then you had another salvo of rockets in April. And then you had a cross-border operation at the Megiddo Junction where a bomber was sent by Hezbollah to Israel. And then at that same time, Hezbollah operatives apparently crossed the border into Israel and set up an encampment on Israeli territory in the Mount Dov region. So this is a string of provocations linked in part to the Palestinian campaign that's backed by the Iranian-backed factions in the West Bank and Gaza. But they are tied to the American posture, especially in Lebanon, especially in that America has signaled to the Israelis its opposition to any military action in Lebanon, which has amplified a pre-existing self-deterrence on the part of the IDF in its posture towards Lebanon.
Amos, is Israel too weak in its responses? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying they've allowed, over the span of 2 years, they've allowed for Hezbollah to basically test and then conclude that Israel is deterred from acting in Lebanon, and they have accurately understood the American posture in Lebanon as being supportive of their reading and constraining Israel, opposing any Israeli military action in Lebanon.
Amos Hochstein is the administration's special presidential coordinator for global infrastructure and energy security. I don't even know what the acronym is, but Tony, I want to understand this. Is Amos Hochstein's portfolio, is that a backdoor Iran deal? Does that explain any of this odd conferring of credibility to Nasrallah?
I think the way they've explained it is answers your question. If you go back to October 2022 when they announced the deal, they very explicitly, meaning the administration, probably Hochstein himself, actually, on a briefing with at the White House, on background, said that this deal was a example of what the administration calls its regional integration policy. Now, this is a buzzword that the administration uses. If you actually read what their examples that they give of regional integration, they all involve Iranian regional equities, Iraq, Yemen, and specifically Lebanon. They themselves explicitly identified the maritime deal as an example of regional integration, meaning basically getting U.S. allies like Saudi Arabia and Israel to sign and prop up in these types of deals Iranian equities. So it is very much a facet, I think, of their Iran policy in the region, which is based on two things. One, two buzzwords. One is de-escalation, meaning basically discourage any military action against Iranian assets in the region, and B, regional integration, which means sort of tie these U.S. allies, bond them together financially and economically and otherwise with basically Iranian holdings in the region.
Malcolm?
Quickly, you were born in Lebanon. You have a good feel for what goes on internally. What is the sense of the people of Lebanon? They see all of the unrest in the camps, the Palestinians shooting Palestinians, the Hezbollah's actions. Where are the people? The economy seems to still be in ruins.
Well, the economy is basically coming back to what it always was. I mean, it was a brutal regulation, but it's kind of coming back to where it was. as far as Lebanon's concerned, because Lebanon doesn't really have an economy. It's more like a remittance economy and tourism. And tourism is up, despite everything that you just mentioned. The Palestinian stuff is chronic. It's a sideshow. It's not really essential. To your point about Hezbollah's activity in the south, they made a point of what I called in the tablet piece a whole of society approach, which is their doctrine. Basically, they have involved the Lebanese army, the government, and MPs in the same way that they did with the maritime deal, and they did so explicitly. So you had actually members of parliament coming down to the south and demanding the liberation of so-called occupied Lebanese land. And these are not Hezbollah MPs. These are the so-called independent and reformist MPs that were elected a few years ago. So they have basically encapsulated the entirety of the society and the official apparatus and involved them in this campaign, which is exactly what they did with the maritime deal. So basically the administration was negotiating with Hezbollah via its cutouts in the government and the other institutions that the American government funds and underwrites, like the Lebanese army.
Tony, just one detail. Does the word appeasement ever come up in these conversations?
I don't think they use the word appeasement, but basically they call it regional integration, which is basically the same thing. It's a payoff.
It's easier to spell appeasement. Tony Bedran, research fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.